4 years ago, the World Health Organization officially recognized COVID-19 as a pandemic. Since then, we've seen the development of effective tests and treatments and billions of vaccinations administered, which have reined in the disease and turned what was formerly a death sentence for some into a mild infection for the vast majority. But while the global health emergency acutely is over, the aftershocks of the infections are still very much reverberating around us in societal and economic terms, and also in post-infection syndromes that are hitting some people. In the UK alone, an estimated 2 million people are suffering from long-term symptoms that last at least 4 weeks after their first infection with SARS-CoV-2, the cause of COVID, and some have now been living with these problems for years. This is known as long COVID, and today we're bringing you the latest developments in our understanding of its pernicious and puzzling presentations. Sarah Taylor is a university lecturer who first caught COVID in early 2022 when the Omicron wave of the virus was at its peak.
The headache lasted for months, and then other symptoms appeared. Stiffness, getting up and down a staircase was a sheer act of will, because I was like the Tin Man, just couldn't really bend my legs. The biggest issue, though, was cognition. Spatial reasoning is particularly problematic. I go to chair-based yoga and I can only do half the session because I just get so exhausted. But I'm not just getting physically exhausted. The lady is telling me where to put my hands. And as time progresses, I get more and more confused and lose the ability to sort of coordinate my hands, and the brain fog starts kicking in. So it's actually the brain fog more than the physical that is why I only do half the session. The ability to think is part and parcel of my job. And in the first few months after getting COVID, I couldn't think. I couldn't process information, words. I was on sick leave for a year. Some days a text message would be a few words. I couldn't write anything that made sense, and I couldn't speak to make sense either. When I got referred to the long COVID clinic, I got a swallow test and all that kind of thing, which was very useful because swallowing was an issue and that has now been largely resolved. But no one really worked with me on my cognition and the sort of speech issues.
Sarah Taylor, whose experience may well be familiar to many,